It all started 8 years ago with a $1,000 loan to buy buffaloes. Shehnaz Begum, who had never earned a penny in her life, suddenly had a source of income, a way to educate her children, and a newfound voice.
I have confidence now that being a woman, I can do something.
Shehnaz's story was unheard of in parts of Haryana state a decade ago. In India, just 26% of women are employed, and in the villages of Mewat district, women rarely step out of their homes, let alone start their own business. Shyam Panchal is a mother of four who runs a dairy with the help of a microfinance loan from the non-governmental organization Dipalia.
Before, I couldn't even go to the bank or talk to anyone. Ever since I joined Dipalia, I can talk to anyone.
T.K. Matthew co-founded Dipalia in 1971, originally to educate underprivileged children in New Delhi slums. He says decades of work helped him realize that the community's economic potential is strongly tied to the empowerment of women.
So we said, all right, if you empower the mother, the children will be safe. So from that point of view, we started interacting with the mothers. And we realized they are a great strength. They have faculties. But this is all not utilized.
Dipalia, or House of Light, only provides loans to groups of women who must first pool their savings to contribute to the loan. Unlike other lenders more focused on profits, Matthew says Dipalia's borrowers are charged lower interest rates and are given up to 20 months to repay. He says so far there have been no defaults among the 900 groups operating in three states. In a decade, 13,000 women have started 7,000 enterprises that now contribute to a $2 million revolving fund. Mavina Khan was able to provide her husband with steady employment after buying a horse cart with a microfinance loan. She now sees a difference in the way she's treated at home.
He used to fight with me. Now he respects me. Now he talks nicely to me and keeps me happy.
And for those who mistreat their wives, women like Shehnaz Begum use their earnings to fight domestic violence cases. Some two-thirds of married Indian women fall victim to such abuse.
If someone tries to harm us because people try to keep women down, we no longer put up with this injustice. We go wherever we have to go, raise our voices, even file court cases.
These women also say they now see a different future for their daughters, one that involves an education and employment and not necessarily an early marriage. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Haryana.